All I do is daydream. They been sleeping on us, I'm just trying to see what they seen.
Into the woods.
Daydream.
Ryan Woods.
What they seen. All I hear is an echo. Trying to see what they seen.
Keep me going.
All I hear is an echo. Daydream.
Oh. Welcome into the Woods Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. Happy Halloween. And the funniest part about using EDM or dubstep or whatever the hell you kids are calling it nowadays, just an excuse. You know what I love about EDM music and why I like to use it to introduce the podcast? Is because I know those people are out there partying. Nobody loves throwing some neon paint on and some, you know, neon tube tops. And just basically getting naked and doing drugs and then just the whole night. I love that. Like, what is it? Like Electric Forest or all these festivals, basically. You know, you just have lasers shooting around and Molly probably going in and probably crimes being committed. So, you know, and that's cool. I vibe with it. I can't believe I just said I vibe with it in a sentence. I'm the worst. Fuck. If I met me, I'd hate me, you know? I think what we need, maybe we just level it here, right? You might not know me, you might know me, but just know this, if you ever met me and you hated me, you're not alone in that sentiment. Because if I met me, I would hate me too. I know in a world full of Instagram, you know, positivity and TikTok, you know, telling you how to live your life and inspirational books out there that they keep writing, even though, like, haven't we covered it all at this point? If I met me, I'd be like, you know, that guy, something's off about that guy. Something's off about that guy. And that's completely fine. Hey, I feel the same. But this is the End of the Woods podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. How are you? Happy Halloween. Huh? Happy Halloween. And I actually saw a radio host post a question today on Twitter. That's how you know my Monday is going just awesome. I saw a radio host post, when did you stop trick-or-treating? When did you stop trick-or-treating? And I had to think back, and I was like, when did it become not cool for me to trick-or-treat? And I would say I was about 12, 13, middle school. Like, you know, after the first year of middle school, you're hanging out. I had a younger brother, so I had an excuse maybe to go a year longer, you know, because you still want to go. You just don't want to seem uncool, right? Because the middle school years are just uncool. So when did you stop trick-or-treating? Sound off in the comments. Or in this case, the email. Trick-or-treating was fun, man. You used to, like, take, like, pillowcase? You take a pillowcase out, and you just try to get that thing filled with candy. Come back, and you'd be like, oh, man, fucking sweethearts, you know? My mom used to schedule, this is how my mom used to do it. She used to schedule our dentist appointments. She did it on, I don't think she did this maliciously. She would just schedule our dentist appointments for November 1st. So that's cool. Because then we just waited to eat our candy. Waited to get our cavities the day after. But I remember just going on, like, it would be cold out. Living in the Midwest / Northeast part of the country when there's, when you're trick-or-treating, it's always kind of dicey. It could be really nice and perfect fall day, leaves whipping on the ground, you know, just a nice cool breeze. It's like 45, 50 degrees. Or it could just be rainy and just nasty. Or some years it's been hot. I know a couple years ago we were sitting outside Dana's parents' house handing out candy. And we were in a winter hat and gloves. And there's kind of nothing more emasculating than wearing gloves before December, you know? Fellas, is it gay to be warm? Sound off in the comments as I sit here drinking my sparkling watermelon Celsius. Gotta admit, it says these three things. It says essential energy, accelerates metabolism, burns body fat. And it has asterisks after those two big claims there. You know, those are big fucking claims. Accelerates metabolism and burns body fat. You tell me all I gotta do is drink some sparkling watermelon water with 200 milligrams of caffeine and I'm just gonna be... This has 300 mcgs of biotin. I'm gonna start injecting this shit in my veins. Because I was talking to somebody last week because I said I'm worried about going bald. And listen, about going bald, everybody's body positive and live your truth goes out the window when a bald guy walks in the room. Body positivity falls short of bald dudes and short guys, but bald dudes. And if you're bald and short, pal, I can't help you. You know, I mean, you could shave your head and be the bald guy for like 2 weeks, but if you're bald and short, that's tough. You know, that's tough. And I hate it too. Like, that's the last step of body positivity. If we're going to be putting Lizzo on the cover of Body Positive magazine, we're going to need bald dudes to stop getting ridiculed, okay? Let's keep it going. Let's not stop with just Lizzo. Because somebody was telling me all about the whole, like, they were like, oh, you can buy this stuff that, you know, you could buy this stuff and put it on your hair if you're worried about going bald. And I'm like, hey, pal, I'm way ahead of you. I've been doing that for years. I used to take my Minoxidil. People put it on their face. No, not me. I was putting it on my head. It would make my heart rate go up. For like 30 seconds, I would just be like, B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- I was, you know, I mean, I didn't like that feeling, but if I was like, maybe it's making my hair grow. And you do crazy things. I was like, how old would I have been? I was like 19 years old. And just like freaking out, sweating, just standing in the bathroom. Like, I can't go bald. I would put, oh, what was I doing? I mean, now Dana's like, put rosemary oil if you're worried about it. Because like, you can't tell girls you're worried about something and just like let it go. Guys, here's the difference in guys and girls other than, you know, most of the biological function. The difference in their thinking process is I can just say I'm upset about something. Like if I'm like, man, I really wish I wasn't going bald. And then I just move on with my day, right? I just let it kind of roll off my shoulders and realize I'm going to have to deal with that later on. Dana, who's my lovely roommate / fiance, she will be like, she'll bring up ideas to help me. She's like, maybe you can try rosemary oil, or have you tried putting this, you know, cream in there? Have you tried this, this, and this? And I'm just like, ah, now you're making me think about it again. Ah, my feelings. And I run away. You know, that's guy thoughts. So I'm not saying it's a good way to live. I'm just saying it's how I do it. Because I'm probably going to do No Shave November this year. Because I saw how somebody looked good with a mustache. And I was like, dude, maybe I could pull off a mustache. And now I'm looking at myself like, I probably can't pull off a mustache. We're going to shave tomorrow. We're going to shave on Halloween night, and we're going to see how this thing goes. We're going to see how it all goes. Because I've been trying new things, you know? Going through that quarter-life crisis. Next thing you know, I'm going to be buying a motorcycle and a leather jacket. I always wanted a scooter. You know, like one of those Honda scooters. What are those things run? I remember I priced one out. I was like, I could park it in the garage when I lived at my parents. I was like, dude, I could have one of these. Honda scooters. Let's go to their website. We're buying a new one. We're not going to fucking use one. Fuck, I look like getting a used one, huh? Products. Okay, we got the Goldwing Touring. I rode on one of those. It's more like a car. Got the Fury, got the Shadow Phantom. These are all motorcycles. We got the Rebel 300, the Rebel 500. Are these things street legal? CBR, like a, what do they call it? Crotch rocket? Sport bike? Super sport. Dude, the super sport bikes look fucking sick. But I would never ride one because I'm a baby. Yeah, like this Monkey ABS. Like the Grom, you know? I probably need to get something like that. I probably couldn't go full scooter. Like the Honda PCX, like I probably couldn't do that because like that's just a little, you know, I don't want people to think I'm going a certain way or going to a certain bar, you know what I mean, with maybe rainbow flags outside. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, this Honda Navi is only $1,800. I mean, what's wrong with it? You know? What's the issue? Here's a big feature that sets this little bike apart. Okay. I mean, it sounds like it's selling a piece of my body. From anything else in our Mini Moto lineup, the Navi features a CVT transmission that not only means no clutch and no shifting, but no neutral or park. Oh, damn. Oh, you can get special colors. It has a 109cc air-cooled engine. Can I ride it on the freeway? Can I ride it on the freeway? Like, can I see, like, top speed? Single shock rear suspension. Who gives a fuck? It holds less than a gallon of fuel. It gets 110 miles per gallon. So you get about 100 miles per gallon. It's pretty good. Yeah, it doesn't have top speed. Any nerds out there want to tell me what 109 cc's gets the boy? Yeah. Could you? How was your guys' weekend, man? Enough of me talking about scooters. Nothing cooler than a fucking scooter, though. You know what I mean? Imagine pulling up. You're young. You're single. You ride out in the scooter. You go to the bar. You have a few drinks. You get on the fucking scooter. You don't have to shift. You know? I'm not advocating for drunk driving. I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to do it, a lot of people are doing it. You know what I mean? Don't get a DUI, though. You know? You guys watch any football this weekend? Cleveland Browns heartbreaker. You know, and I hate, the one thing I do hate about sports, and can I have the floor, please? The thing I hate about sports is that we fire everybody. Like, every coach is stupid when teams lose. And, like, if you're going to fire everybody all the time, if that's where your conversation starts, it's like just what I was talking about with the guy saying, like, the sports are fake or fixed. It's like, all right, man, well, we're not going to have a real conversation then. You know, did Kevin Stefanski make some issues this weekend? Of course. Make some errors? Yeah. Of course. But if you watch other games, man, other people make mistakes. He's coaching with a hand tied behind his back. What PJ Walker has done for the Browns is admirable. But let's be honest with ourselves, please. Okay? Things are going... They're 4-3 by the grace of God, if he cares about sports. You know? When every time they're like, oh, glory to God that he made our team beat the other team. Who helped you win out there tonight? Guy who just won the Super Bowl? Hey, yeah, you know, I just want to give all glory to God. He picked our team to win, put us in position. Shout out G-Man. But yeah, and I did see, now, not speaking of the Browns, done for the Browns, done. Okay, they're going to play a game next week, and everybody that says, oh, I'm done watching, please. Please be done watching. It's exhausting talking about the Browns. It is. Ryan, you don't have to. I know. I did see that there's the DeMar Hamlin Bowl next Sunday night football. Bills Bengals next Sunday night football, the DeMar Hamlin Bowl. I got to be honest with you. Bad scheduling, putting that on a night game. Let's just bury that in like the 405, 425 side. I know it's a game everybody wants to see. But if we recall, last year, guy died. You know what I mean? Guy died. And now, hey, and I know, oh, Ryan, you're being insensitive, blah, blah, blah. They're going to bring it up more than me. They're going to show you an ambulance with his number retired on the back of an ambulance. There are firefighters and EMTs and people who, in EMS, and people who work years and years and never, ever get their number retired on the back of a ambulance. So, the DeMar Hamlin Bowl, next Sunday Night Football, Bengals, Bills. I mean, guy got his number retired on the back of an ambulance. It's just embarrassing. And then the doctor, you remember the story was like, the story about DeMar Hamlin, did we win? You won it in life, DeMar. Stop. Didn't happen. Just refuse. I refuse to believe that happened. You know? You won it in life. No, you didn't. You didn't say that. The doctor comes out, everyone, and like you work with that doctor, you're just like, oh yeah, that doctor's a fucking liar. He's always a one-upper. And the nurse that was in there with him, he's just like, see how I did that?
I didn't gender role. I said the nurse could be a guy. He comes out, he's like, fucking Dr. Dickhead. Lying again to the media. He's going to be in the fucking movie. The Hallmark movie. They're making Damar Hamlin out to be fucking Rudy. You know what I mean? Or, well, you know. Like, he's inactive. He's probably not going to play Sunday. And that's probably for the best. Is it a coincidence? I'm only asking. Is it a coincidence that Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles and is anti-vax? And Kirk Cousins, who also is anti-vax, tore his Achilles. Is that a coincidence or is it conspiracy? You tell me, folks. Sound off in the comments. Not really sure where that's going to go, and we can sure that's going to be a topic on one of these sports talk shows, but hey, look, I'm just asking the question. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will tell Kirk Cousins when he goes on his weekly Pat McAfee segment to shove crystals in places the sun doesn't shine and to listen to dolphins mating to heal faster. Yeah, so what you want to do, Kirk, is you want to... This is Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to do an impression of Aaron Rodgers giving Kirk Cousins health advice on his recovery from Achilles injury. He's sitting back. You know, he's on Pat McAfee and all that. Yeah, so Kirk, you're going to want to take crystals and you're going to want to shove them up your anus. I know it sounds crazy, but it feels so good on the way out. You know, they say the male G-spots, whatever. And then you're going to want to take a old CD player. I have a bunch of tapes. I'll send you one. I'll send you an old CD player. I'll send you the discs. And I'll send you them. And it's going to be dolphins mating for 12 hours. You're going to put these headphones around your Achilles. And you're going to let it listen to it. Yes, it's exposure therapy. It's got to get better, okay? And Pat's just standing there like, are you guys hearing this? He's giving away the secrets. And then AJ Hawk is just sitting there. Just smoking weed. So fucking cool. I want to hang out with those fucking guys. Just fucking do dude shit all day. Complain about our fucking broads at home. Am I right, folks? She makes me fucking do chores, you know? She's like, we should have a clean house. And I'm all like, fuck that. I just want to drink beer and watch football. I did finish painting the wall in this house this weekend. I primed it. Sorry, we have to go buy the paint and then paint it. I love that paint colors are so funny, too. Like, we're going to paint it Bit of Sugar. If you want to know what the walkway to my house, the entrance to the walkway of my house is going to look like, it's going to be Bit of Sugar from Home Depot. Bear paint, of course. It's going to be Bear marquee. Duh. Best shit out. And we're going to put that on the wall. I had to prime it because I put the shit over it. And I got it primed this weekend. And I thought that would buy me some, like, equity. Like I told you guys last week, the secret is to just buy yourself equity if you want to watch sports all day, fellas. You got to, like, do a chore and, like, a big chore, too. You got to nut up and you just got to do it. And the problem with that is it's never enough for women, you know? So it's a real fucking bummer. That it's never enough for women. Because I was like done with that. And I come downstairs and I was like wanted to sit down and relax. And she's all like, oh, you want to watch a Halloween movie? Ah, fuck. Like we got home from watching the Ohio State game. And I know I really give Dana shit. I make her really suffer. She's probably a bigger sports fan than she ever would have been had she not met me. And I mean, that's on her. I mean, she agreed to marry me. That's her fault, right? Gaslighting's not real. You're crazy. And she was like, she's like, we watch football all day. I'm like, no, we did not. I was painting the wall. She's like, no, but football was on all day. I'm like, you could have changed the channel. You could change the channel. Hand up. You could change the channel. So I obviously got very defensive, which is always a key and a good argument. It's just get super defensive and then just go opposite and start gaslighting them and get really mean. That's the way to fucking handle that shit, you know? Just get on their case immediately. and they're coming from a place of calm and like really well-controlled emotion, and you're supposed to just get in there and just absolutely annihilate their points. Do not allow them to breathe. But yeah, we're going to be trick-or-treating here. And yeah, I guess the weekend weren't turned out. You know how it turned out, guys. Do you need me to explain? As I take another sip of my Celsius Live Fit. No free ads. Listen to that sizzle. Can't be good for your body. Biotin, dude. I just eat biotin gummies. It's become part of, like, you know, I used to joke about people taking multivitamins, and I'm like, well, it'll make my hair grow. I'm in. You know, don't stop me from having a good time. I'm going to try to do anything to make my hair grow. All it really does is make my nails grow. I got a big problem biting my nails. Me and LeBron James. Two guys that bite their nails. Me, LeBron James. Two guys that bite their nails. Is it gross? Yeah. Do I want to stop? Yeah. Am I gonna? Not until the goat does. What else is going on, man? You guys ready to go through November? You guys ready to hang out another November here? 2 months left in the year. Start getting your resolutions together, you know? You're going to become a better person in January, said nobody ever. Who the fuck becomes a better person in January? Oh, wow, it's the coldest, most depressing month of the year. Oh, and then it leads into February. Oh, wow, I'm really going to change my life this year. Pff, fuck out of here. You ain't changing shit. Me and you both, pal. I will be honest with you. I've been watching a lot of Sam Sulek videos. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. But I've been just addicted to Sam Sulek videos. Guy's an animal. And I know it's not cool to talk about weightlifting if you're a guy, especially if you look like me. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's changed my life. Sam Sulek may not see this video, but he's changed my life. Because I watch all his videos, and he's the most jacked 21-year-old I've ever seen in my whole life. And he also is a genius. I can't explain it. I used to think high reps, low weight, low reps, high weight. He just says, how about high weight, max reps? And I'm just like, what a fucking game changer. Because I'll just be in the gym for like an hour, just like going through the motions, and be kind of sore and like whatever. This guy's just like, fuck it. Put a whole stack on. Push that shit down 10 times. Or as many times as you can. And then you find out you're a little bit stronger than you thought. It's incredible. So Sam Sulek is my new hero. Sam Sulek? I don't know. I watch all his videos. I was actually watching one, and somebody looked over my shoulder like, what are you watching? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm watching this kid work out. What do you want me to do? Dudes love watching other dudes work out. That's why fitness influence is so big. It's crazy. I absolutely love watching dudes work out for my entertainment. And then I go in, I go mimic those dudes in the gym. That's dude stuff. I don't watch a lot of videos with guys in them. But when I do, they're half naked and working out. Okay? Well, I don't watch a lot of videos with guys in them. But when I do, they're flexing their muscles and looking sweaty. But no, I'll be honest with you. I know it's not cool to brag about what you've been doing in the gym, but I got to be honest. I might be turning a corner here. What do you mean by that, Ryan? What do you mean you're turning a corner? I mean I'm turning a corner because I'm getting pretty strong, I think. Now, you all can humble me here, but yesterday I was in the gym. I'd benched 315 for two a couple years ago. Raw bench, no reps, no bending the back on the bench or whatever, just straight raw bench. And I'll be honest with you, I got 305 for three, and I paused on the last two reps. It's always the first rep that's the hardest. Isn't that weird? But I paused, and then I got on squatting. I was able to get 335 for like three times. Eight was my max. I guess you could call the last one seven. I mean, I got up. It just was like really slow, and I kind of bent to one side. Like I kind of pressed. Like I kind of went up all like a slithery snake. And look, I don't know. All right. But I was really pushing and I couldn't walk. Like literally I got home and I took a nap on a Saturday. That's how you know you're getting older, when you want a nap. Or like you need one. You're like, I just need 20 minutes. And you really don't even fall asleep. You kind of just close your eyes and then you wake up and it's been 20 minutes. And you're like, wow, fuck. Where am I? You know? Riveting. What do you guys got planned, huh? You going to take your kids out trick-or-treating if you got them? What are you guys going as? I'm thinking about going as a podcaster for Halloween. Yeah, I'm thinking about going. Do I sound like Joe Swanson when I do this voice? Hey, look at this guy. I'm a riffing podcaster for Halloween. I'm doing silly voices. I think I could call a football game with that voice. Needs a first down. Oh, no, that wouldn't be funny. It'd be more of a cartoon voice. Ryan, is anything you do funny? No. Oh. No, it isn't. But you know what? Got a lot of comments on my student loan video on YouTube. And yes, I railed against those people last week. But here's the thing. It's not about the student loan. It's not that I don't want to pay the loan back. I'm fine with the loan. I just don't understand why the government has to charge you interest on a loan. What risk did they take? Why is that an interest loan? In the case of like a car loan or a home loan, you get interest to protect the bank so that they can have your asset back and make up the difference on the depreciating asset. What's the depreciating asset in the case of me and a student loan? There is none. So I feel as if interest on student loans is double taxation. And don't even get me started on the monopoly that is school in this country, higher education. It's a scam. They are scamming people. And I know everyone's... I literally saw a comment that was like, credit... What about... Oh, can I get my credit cards forgiven? What about my home loan? No, jackass. It's not even close to the same. Not even close to the same. It's just the same principle, I guess, but not really. You just don't know what you're talking about. It's fine. You're just mad that other Americans could get help. Is there any country... I'm sure it's the same everywhere. I'm sure it is. I hate when people are like, oh, you silly American. Like, I was hanging out with somebody who's fucking German. And they were like, you silly, she called us silly Americans. And I'm like, first off, why are you here? Okay? Like, something makes me like, I don't know if it's because I'm just like it's just the years of indoctrination of doing the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem before sporting events and all that. But a German woman was like, you silly Americans. Okay, first of all, why are you here? Second of all, go back. And third of all, let's not get started on the German history. Let's not go there, pal. There's a guy with a silly mustache that you need to answer some questions for, pal. Don't fuck with me. I think that's going to do it for the podcast this week, huh? You guys enjoy that 30 minutes around the sun there? 30 minutes, you'll never get back. Sorry about that. You guys are the ones that tuned in. It was good, though, this week. We talked about a lot. I feel like we got a lot of off our chest. You know, heading into November, let's get right heading into November, okay? Let's get right. Let's close out the year strong, okay? You only got two more months. This is the last couple days of October here. Last November of 2023. How will you spend it? You know? Feeling sorry for yourself? Probably. But you have a choice. So follow me on all links below. Talk to you next week. Enjoy the music. Love you guys.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. Well, strength most don't possess. Oh, has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. No. I never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has, which makes me wonder.
tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder.